During a meeting last week, Juneau Assemblymember Rob Edwardson echoed a point that was a common refrain during city budget meetings throughout the spring.
This isn't a cost cut. This is a cost shift. These things, you know, our citizens are going to end up paying for where it was the state rightfully paying for to begin with.
According to the city, immediate impacts for this fiscal year are estimated to be about $5.2 million. Most of that comes from school bond debt. The Juneau Assembly will determine how to make up the difference at upcoming meetings. They may use savings to cover debt payments for now and increase property taxes later. Bartlett Regional Hospital also expects to raise service fees in order to make up for a $1.5 million loss in Medicaid funding. Those are things it's easy to put an immediate price tag on. As Assemblymember Michelle Hale pointed out, it's harder to know how residents will feel the impact on an individual level.
I'm very concerned about the immediate impacts on people's lives, like people losing their senior benefits with no warning.
Patrick Kearney is one of more than 300 seniors in Juneau who qualify for the state's senior benefits program. He'd heard cuts were coming, but he thought he might be exempt until his check didn't arrive earlier this week. While he didn't rely on the income, he says he did budget for it.
I had like $175 extra to spend. So now I'm going to have to be even more cautious.
Kearney said he mainly used the money for groceries or occasional trips to the movies. Now he's waiting to see what happens.
Part of me wants to be, okay, do I get ready to move out of Alaska, but where do I go?
On Monday, the Juneau Assembly will consider a resolution calling on the Alaska legislature to restore vetoed funding to the state operating budget. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.